You're good to go.
Perfect. Okay, the regular session is our session. LR, and it's P7th. So,
brief for big page, actually page 7, voted, and I think it should be 36, not 26. And then something else I highlighted.
That's correct.
Thank you.
A good catch.
Yeah. Thought I had something else. But I guess it was just a general question. We did recommend that the island annexation go ahead. And then
correct.
We were going to indicate to the council that they should think about these four people on that on those six lots, the residential.
Yeah, that's moving forward. Yeah. With the ordinance has a deferral, 10-year deferral period, because that's what you moved to do. Right. So that's what I put in the right. ordinance. That's what's right. going to the council.
Okay, but we were, I thought we were going to convey maybe in a letter or something that. It may be appropriate to consider leaving that unannexed.
Mm-mm. That's not the motion that you guys made.
No. Right?
We annex it, but they have 10 years to...
Versus the three.
Versus three.
That's right.
And they...
Well, no, I remember that, the yeah. 10 years versus the three, but I thought we were going to point that out specifically that... that no?
No.
Okay, well, those people can show up and...
Sure. Yes. They seem yeah. to be. They seem to be pretty. I mean, considering a 10-year glide path is a pretty long glide path for them to adjust to any increase in property taxes, you know, associated with the annexation. They seemed very appreciative of what you did. That's what I got from the mini audience.
I did not get any feedback. So okay, all right. That's it. Yeah. I guess that's all. I thought I had highlighted another paragraph. Give me one second just to flip through real quick. Oh, and on the other one, yeah. What did we somehow convey to council that somebody needs to look at that
31st?
31st and 32nd yeah. intersection.
Yeah, that's captured with the second motion in the minutes, and I'm going to do my best to call that out because the minutes have to be accepted by the council, and that's our opportunity to get them to look at that.
Okay. All right, because that that's the intersection that really needs work. There was a statement somewhere, that's what I was thinking of, that said specifically you need to look at 31st and 101.
But correct.
Really, 31st and 32nd is the problem. I know it's right there, too, but it's not truly that intersection that's the problem. It's the prior one.
I mean, did our best to capture that motion. I think it picks up that in, that area. Right. I mean, you've got the stop sign in advance of the, you know, the access up to Pacific Home Beach Club that would be looked at part of that.
It just didn't mention 32nd Street anywhere.
Okay.
But that was the top focus of all the feedback we got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. Then I move we approve the minutes of wherever we're talking about with that one correction. Work session from 10:27:25 minutes approved with that one correction. Thank you.
I will second that as amended by what you said, your comments, yeah.
All in favor,
signify
by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, abstains, hearing none. We had then next is our citizen public comment, but we don't have any.
Wait.
Wait a minute. We're backing
going
up.
Back, yeah, just occurred.
Sorry.
Is this EIA appeal going to the council?
No,
I thought
only
we were done with it. Right?
You're done with it.
Yeah.
Once you act on the final order and the findings.
Right.
Which is coming up. Then the then we send it out to all the parties that participated, and they have a right to file an appeal to the council.
Okay.
All right. If an appeal is filed to the council, because there's already a full evidentiary hearing held, the council will effectively either, one, do we even want to do anything with this, or just, you know, just stamp, we agree with the planning commission, and they can take their appeals on to LUBA, which is one option the council has. They've done that before, where they've said, look, we don't want to hold a on-the-record hearing on this. We're comfortable with where the planning commission landed on it. Bang, done. And they're off on their merry way if they want to file a further appeal. Or the council could elect to do an on-the-record appeal. There's only very limited ways where they could hold another evidentiary hearing, and that's not in play here.
Okay.
So.
All right, but the council's still going to get our thoughts on the end of 31st Street.
Correct. That's separate. That's why that was a separate motion, okay. Because this TIA may never make it to them.
Okay. Good. Thank you. All right. Back to whatever we were doing.
We now move to action items. And there's one action item, file number 1-TIA-25-A1 and A2, final order and findings of fact for the appeal of the Windhaven Phase 3 traffic impact analysis, which is file number 1-TIA-25. Well, I guess we need to have
Move approval of 1-TIA-25-A1 and A2 as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Okay. Now we move on to director comments.
I think I've covered what I need to tonight, so I'm good at this point.
Not a record, but close.
Not a record, but close.
I promise Sherry we'd wrap up about now.
So. Okay. We are adjourned.
Sherry wants to go home and watch football.
Right.
Well, that's right.